they don't have any bad habits, and here's the idea. You know, in breeding animals, it's just like raising kids. If people, parents, have a nasty temper, they can't blame their kids if they have one. And it's the same way with animals. You can take, if you're going to raise calves and keep heifer calves, keep them from those cows that are quiet and good, and they're a better cow, because a cow that's nervous and will kick and flounce around once in a while, she's not going to be as good a milk cow as those that will stand. Mm-hmm. I've known that from my own experience. Mm-hmm. Same way with raising hogs. The hogs, some of them are just as wild and vicious, you know. A lot of times an old sow lay down and have some little pigs, and you go in that pen, well, boy, if you get right near her, she'll jump up and just bark at you, and she'll take hold of you if you give them a chance. Other sows will just lay there, and you can pet those things as pigs and bring them up so they're just as calm and as quiet, you know. Get away from all that trouble. Mm-hmm. So, everything on earth has got a temper. Everything that has life. And there's a way of weeding those out, even in your livestock. Pretty hard to weed it out of the family, out of humans, because, you know...
Especially out of the family. how would you call the calves?
Well, they usually call them Caffy, 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 or something like that, you know. You don't have to call calves very much if you're feeding them every day. They'll be there when feeding time comes, a little before time.
How about the pigs?
Well, piggy, we are wooey, wooey, wooey. I don't know, you don't have to say that. That's just a common word. I could go out there and clap my hands good and loud, and if they come, feed them. The next time, they come from that clapping the hand, just the same. Don't make any difference. There's no real... And same way about cows. Horses, you can call horses, have a way of calling them.
Mm-hmm.
Horses
that
are really smarter than cattle, as far as that's concerned.
What would that be for horses?
Well, call them by name. They know their name. And call them by name loud enough so they can hear you.
They will whistle?
Well, you can whistle a little, yes, too, but they'll prick up their ears when you whistle. But if you say something and call them a name, the last team of horses I owned was the best trained horses I ever worked or drove. And one of them was a kind of a pet as a colt. A neighbor of mine raised him up to about 2 years old, and I bought him. And that horse could understand everything I'd say, and then the meat to him that I had in the barn. Well, I'd clean the barn in the wintertime, didn't want to take the horses out, and I'd just say, pick up that foot, and they'd stand on three legs till I'd clean out around, put some bedding there, now the other one. And boy, they'd do the same on the other side, either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'd turn them out in a little pasture there, I'd go and call them. They'd be about, far from here down to that third house, maybe, from me. I'd call them, and call this one by name. His name was Roxy. I'd say, come on, Roxy, come on, I want you. Well, he'd start moseying along, you know. And I'd say, hurry up, I'm in a hurry, come on, can't you come a little faster? And he'd start on a little old trot. Finally, I'd keep calling to him, he'd get him in a gallop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come to the gate. Well, the other one would always follow, you know. Well, that horse just was so smart. I don't know if he's any smarter than any other horse, but he'd had a little different training.
Mm-hmm.
I could hitch those two to a wagon. I'd go out to fix fence or to pull out fence after I'd had a fence around for my pigs and the corn. And I always set my corner posts tight enough so I could stretch the fence. Well, they'd be 3 feet in the ground. I'd dig down a little bit there and drop a chain down around that thing, and then I had a 2x4 or a 2x6 up there with a groove in it like that, and put the chain through that and had it fastened to the axle. And I'd say, come on now, tighten up on it. They'd lean right up on the collar. I'd say, a little more, and boy, they'd lease that post right up out of the ground. Well, it'd take me an hour to dig enough to get it out otherwise.